Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
It's that time of the year again. The kids are back at school, the wind and rain have returned, and it's time to dig out your wellies for the National Ploughing Championships. But a new study from the consultants IFAC suggests that tariffs and geopolitics mean that a record 44% of food producers and farmers are pausing investment, despite 80% feeling very positive about their own outlook. David Layden is the Group Head of Growth and Agri-Food Consulting at IFAC and is on the line. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Joe.
Do you have your wellies on as we speak in Offaly?
I do, Joe, but it is a lovely morning. Hive of activity down here. I'm actually on the ploughing site as we speak. It's a bit sticky in spots, but overall, yeah, very good down here so far.
So far, so good. Let's hope it lasts another few days. Now, tell us, what kind of investment are food producers pausing, whether that be capital or staffing issues?
Yeah, so they're pausing a lot of CapEx investment because there is that uncertainty. And while, as you noted there, like 8 out of 10 business leaders are optimistic about the performance of their business for the next 12 months, there is that reluctance to invest at the moment because everything is so turbulent and there's so much change. So for those companies that where international sales are a really important segment of their turnover, they're actually very concerned about the geopolitical change, and especially those who are exporting to the US of A, 6 out of 10 are very concerned by tariffs and the uncertainty in the market.
Yeah, but the farmers don't export that much to the US. I mean, apart from the giant brands like Kerrygold, so most of them shouldn't be affected by these tariffs.
Yeah, but they're all part of that value chain. So this report is very much focused on food and agribusiness, SMEs and cooperatives in the sector. So those businesses are exposed to international sales. And at the end of the day, for the primary producer, 90% of our beef, 90% of our dairy produce is exported. So the export market is critical to us.
Overall, though, farmers must be enjoying the soaring cost of food, which is being paid by supermarkets and passed on to consumers, because ultimately they're better off.
I don't think they'd look at it in terms of the soaring cost of food, but they are very happy that there is a better output price for their produce. There's been plenty of years where the farmer has been on the receiving end of a very low price for a really high quality food product that they produce. And at the moment, they are getting a good price. Now, look, there's a lot of, again, there's no guarantee that those good prices will last into the future. But no doubt about it, like farmers are experiencing and have experienced a good year this year.
Mm. And they never shout about that, but they do shout about it when costs go up.
They do. Where there's such volatility in farm income, Joe, that if anybody in Newstalk or anywhere else was exposed to the same level of volatility in their income from year to year, I think there'd be a lot of shouting about it as well.
Now, IFAC does a lot of work with farmers and the food production sector generally. What do they feel about the EU Mercosur deal, which is pretty important for this country as an economy, given the fact that we have to diversify our markets and South America is potentially a huge market for the entire economy rather than just the agricultural sector?
Yeah, there is concern that over the medium term, equivalent standards won't be in place on the produce that we produce, especially the beef produce. And here at the ploughing site today, there's plenty of signage around anti the Mercosur deal. I think the sector is very conscious of how geopolitics have changed and how we need to have plenty more friends in the world, as maybe the United States have changed their demeanor. So there is a realization that there will be change, and 20 years on from the start of the Mercosur deal, it may come true, but there is concern and fear that we in the EU and farmers in the EU and agribusinesses in the EU will have a different set of standards to adhere to than maybe countries in South America.
I also see in your report that there's an increased foreign exchange risk. We know that the euro has gained something like 15 or 16% against the dollar Do farmers in Ireland price their goods in euros or in dollars mostly?
So the agribusinesses that we surveyed and the food companies, they price in a range. But really what we're trying to highlight to as many agribusinesses as possible is that they need to reduce that FX risk as much as possible. And we do have a case study from EasyFix, a super company from Galway, who export 70% of their product around the planet, about 40 countries. And they invoice in euro and collect in euro, right? So they really do reduce that FX risk. And what we're suggesting, it's not always possible, what we're suggesting to as many businesses as possible is try and reduce that FX risk because of the sort of uncertainty that's in the world at the moment.
Well, best of luck at the ploughing, and I hope the weather stays fine for you guys down there. That is David Layden, Group Head of Growth and Agri-Food Consulting at IFAC.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.